Conservatory here at the University of British Columbia. My name's Andy Resto, and for the next this next hour or so before 5 p.m., when Discorder Radio will come on as always, we're going to have a live performance here at CITR. We've got a duo from Montreal who are sitting and ready to perform for us. They're called Sound of the Mountain, and they are going to be doing some clarinet and trumpet manipulations, we'll say, and get them to divulge their secrets on the other side. So they're about ready to perform live for us. You can also see it streaming on our Facebook Live if you go to CITR's Facebook page. But to start things off on the show before we hear from the group live, one half of the group is Craig Peterson, and he's also got another group called the Craig Peterson Quintet, who has a new album out called Approaching the Absence of Doing. I always misread it as Approaching the Absence of Dying, and they each have their own connotations. The album is called Approaching the Absence of Doing, and we're going to listen to the track Blowing from this record, and then on the other side we will introduce the group and hear a live set from Sound of the Mountain. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Craig Peterson Quintet.
Thank you.
That was the track Blowing by the Craig Peterson Quintet. Craig Peterson is one half of duo Sound of the Mountain, who are coming here to Vancouver all the way from Montreal on a tour supporting their newest record, Amplified Clarinet and Trumpet. They're going to be playing a show tonight here in Vancouver at Thor's Palace, which we'll hear a little bit more about later on. For now, the group is sitting in our lounge, patiently waiting for the end of this introduction from myself, as is our trusty Facebook Live cinematographer, Brent. If you go onto our Facebook page, you'll see a live feed of the upcoming performance that you can also hear right here on CHR 101.9 FM now. This is Sound of the Mountain from Montreal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing. That was Sound of the Mountain here live at CITR 101.9 FM. Really wonderful. On the other side of these messages, we will get the two of them in studio, have a little chat about what it is they were doing, about their show tonight here in Vancouver, and I'm sure other various esoterica. So stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Friday, the 28th of July, come out to enjoy an evening in Damascus. A city as old as time is visiting you here in Vancouver, bringing authentic Syrian food, belly dancing, and storytelling, all in support of queer Syrian refugees in their journey to Canada. Hosted by Syrian activist and author Danny Ramadan at the Roundhouse on Friday, the 28th of July. Doors open at 7 and find tickets on Facebook and Eventbrite for an evening in Damascus.
Current is a multidisciplinary and intersectional electronic arts symposium working with women and non-binary artists in Vancouver and the Pacific Northwest.
Please join us the weekend of July 28th to 30th for 3 days of performances, panels, and workshops by Andrea Lukic, Intercessions, Prado, Seattle CCL, and many more.
For more information, visit currentsymposium.com.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory, the University of British Columbia. That was Pugs and Crows, Tony Wilson. Song called Long Walk from their last dual record, Everyone Knows Everyone. It's from disc one. Ben Brown of Pugs and Crows is going to be performing tonight with his dad. I think the project's called Zen Dogs, something along those lines. Along with, if you've been tuned in this past hour, Sound of the Mountain, who played a live set for us and are now in studio with me. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Hi, pretty good.
We're great.
Hanging in there?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming. It's really great. Do you want to introduce yourselves and let everyone know what you do in the group?
I'm Craig Peterson, and I play the amplified trumpet.
I'm Elizabeth Miller. I play amplified clarinet, and our duo is Sound of the Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain to people who can't visually see it what it is that you're doing in order to make the sounds they're hearing?
Well, we've got some mics up really close to the instrument, so, and then we're running that into a mixer which we're controlling live. It's basically, we just only manipulate the gain and some of the EQ, but we're able to get some nice distortion, and in a different setting we probably use more feedback, but because we were playing in the radio today, we didn't go there. But yeah, it's a lot of breath sounds, some percussive sounds from the instruments, rumbling bass sounds, so we're trying to really saturate a space when we play in it.
Yeah, and no effects processing.
Yeah, that, I think that is an interesting part of it. When you're hearing it, you would assume that there are like slight effects being put on it, but there's nothing.
Just EQ. There's and limited EQ at that. It's a 3-band EQ. It's like an 80 hertz shelf, a 300 hertz bump, and a 12.5K shelf as well. Like, it's really very, very minimal. And then the EQ, the gain, which if I crank all the way and turn the volume down, it just acts like overdrive pedal.
Yeah, okay. Great. Craig, I was asking you earlier about that most of it's improvised, but you're explaining that it's kind of in certain modes or a language that you
have.
Yeah,
so we have a language, certainly. We play a lot, and you can't play a lot together, especially in this kind of sound language, without developing a sort of language and a way of developing material together and a way of making things work together. And so beyond that, the kind of order and the way things fit together every concert, I would say, is, and every performance is improvised. And we're working heavily right now with this idea of structure being novelly improvised but not forced. It's an interesting thing because we have to maintain a certain sort of presence. Like, we have to if we start overthinking or thinking or planning to the future or stop reacting to what's going on, then the music and improvised music tends to die. So it's this fine balance between trying to discover, oh, this thing just happened. What is the most appropriate thing to follow that musically, given a multitude of choices? And that's one of the big concerns in our music in the last 2 weeks, at least.
Yeah, great.
We also, I guess, one of the main things is that we play a 30-minute set, so we have a timer or an hourglass that we use, so that's kind of a very general structure that we have. In the past, we've worked with dividing that up in certain ways, and it sort of tends to end up with three sections kind of naturally, and sometimes with a little coda at the end, but none of that is, in what we've been doing lately, none of that is really composed. It just kind of fits nicely into that amount of time. Not that there would necessarily be equal segments of 10 minutes each, but sometimes it is. So.
Mm. Cool. And you're here in Vancouver on a touring in support of a new record that you just put out. Do you
want to? Right, so we left Montreal about 3.5 weeks ago.
The 28th of June.
And we've played maybe nearly 20 shows, I think, at this point. Last night we played in Penticton, we were in Kelowna, and before that through Alberta, and everything from there to Montreal. Yeah, and so we had to, we'll play tonight in Vancouver, and then we head to Hornby Island and also Vancouver, Victoria, Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. And the new record, it's called Amplified Clarinet and Trumpet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how has reception for it been?
Well, so far it's just been out for 4 weeks. And
yeah.
So Elizabeth and I started this record label called Mystery and Wonder, and we released three albums on it. The first was The Sound of the Mountain Amplified Clarinet and Trumpet. It's available on LP, CD, and digital. And then the second release is a 7-inch of solo trumpet music, so also on vinyl. And the last one is my quintet, which you started off the program with, which is this double drummer free jazz thing, also on 12-inch vinyl and CD. And that's the Craig Peterson Quintet, which is my kind of free jazz band in Montreal and from various parts of Ontario and Quebec. Yeah, and I think that it's going well. I stand really strongly. I like to think that the work stands on its own well. We're really lucky to have the first two, the Amplified Clarinet and Trumpet and the solo 7-inch to be hand letter pressed in Montreal, so the packaging's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of folding and gluing. And the last one was designed, the quintet record was designed by one of the drummers in the band on his letterpress, which was slightly too small to print the vinyl, so we did digital printing. So they all look very beautiful.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. Show tonight is at Thor's Palace, which won't give the exact address, but if you go to the event page on Facebook, there's an event page. Mm-hmm. You can message the host of the event for the address, playing along with Ben Brown, who I mentioned, and then a project of Ridley Bishop, who does a lot of experimental projects around Vancouver. So anybody listening should head out to that. That starts at 8, yes, 8 or so?
I think so. We've been on the road, and I'm not confident. Yeah. But there's a Facebook event. If you go to our Facebook page, which is Sound of the Mountain, but instead of the word mountain, it's MTN.
Okay.
Then you can, it's the last thing that I've posted, okay. Except for maybe this. It's the second to last thing posted.
Great. Awesome. Cool. Great. So any last comments before suggestive gesture?
Any suggested reading?
Well, people often ask where the name comes from, or like last night after the show, we were sitting on stage and this kind of spontaneous Q&A kind of broke out, and people started talking to us and we're having this discussion. And one of the things was people often say that they hear certain sounds, like, and that, oh, Sound of the Mountain, it's such a great name for this project because I'm hearing nature sounds, and then it sounds kind of weird and, you know, distorted, and like it could be like related to technology and stuff. So we often tell people that we didn't actually name the band by thinking about this image of the mountain or Sound of the Mountain, although we were driving through the mountains today listening to our set from last night, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's actually the title of a book by this Japanese writer called Kawabata, and his book's called The Sound of the Mountain, and it's basically, well, it's the story of this man who lives in front of a mountain, and he hears this sound that is kind of imagined or real, and it signals his impending doom. So that's where the name comes from.
Great.
And highly suggested reading.
Great. Good note to end on. I was going to say, I mentioned earlier as somewhat of a joke, but when I read the Craig Peterson Quintet record name, it's called Approaching the Absence of Doing. I always think it says Dying. Approaching the Absence of Dying.
Hey,
that's kind of
one of my favorite records by Tatuzi Akiyama is called The Ancient Balance to Control Death. And I think the cover looks vaguely similar. Okay. And so, yeah.
Great. So we're going to end on that somber note. second time I've ended on the note of death. The last time I was here is the same idea. That's where it always leads. Transition song. You mentioned a Jim O'Rourke, Orrin and Barchi song. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find the one you mentioned, but is this song okay if we had... There's a really long track that gets pulled up that's like 18 minutes long called Behold One.
Probably awesome.
Yeah. Is that an album?
We were referring to... It's actually the trio with those two and Kaiji Haino.
Okay.
So he's...
I'm sure amazing, that's good too.
Amazing, like Japanese noise musician, and he's kind of in the forefront of these live recordings that have been put out. I think they have a couple, but if you can't find it, we love Orrin Abachi and Jim O'Rourke in any case. So
we've got some. It's very long. We're gonna let it run, then Discord Radio is gonna come on next. With, I'm sure, wonderful things to say, people to talk about.
Events. Of course, always.
Great. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming by. Great. Good luck with the show tonight. One more time, Thor's Palace this evening, 8:30 p.m. Sound of the Mountain will be playing along with Zen Dogs and Ridley Bishop. Thank you all for listening. This has been listening to CITR 101.9 FM.